I'm not going to take up a lot of time. We're probably going to get finished before midnight. I'm sure that's not going to upset nobody, but we're going to look at Jonah 1:6 and Revelations 12:11 and Jeremiah 6:16. If you don't want to put your three digits in those spots. But I'm going to pray first and then we're going to get started. Father God, we thank you, Lord, so much. Lord, just for another opportunity, Lord, just to look into your holy word. Father God, bless this time and help us to glean. And Lord, may we be better for it. Lord, we love you and thank you in Christ's name. Amen. Let me open my book up. We're going to start out in Jonah chapter 1, verse 6. Word of God said, So the shipmaster came to him and said unto him, What meanest thou, O sleeper? Arise, call upon thy God. If so be that God will think upon us, that we perish not. We have an awesome opportunity. 2018 is just 50 so minutes away. And we look at this verse and we find ourselves, that Jonah is in trouble, but we find himself in the sea. We understand that the sea is oftentimes representation of sin, of the darkness, of the wickedness of the world. It's unfirm, it's unsettled, it's tossed to and fro, and oftentimes that's what our life is because we have put ourselves there. We are going in 2018 and it's a time to start afresh, anew. It's time to get out of the sea of wickedness. It's time to get out of the unsettled ground. It's time to get back on the firm foundation of Jesus Christ as we go into the new year. It's time to be firmly planted in Christ, to stand upon the solid rock. It is time to get out of the sea of adversity. It is time to get back to Jesus Christ and find our solid rock. It is time to get on the firm foundation to walk with Him. It is no longer time to be on the stable ground. It's no longer to be shaken or stirred about. It is time to set foot with Him and to stay with Him in 2018. Then we also find Jonah, he's in the wrong boat. He's in somebody else's boat. God told him to go a different direction. He got out of God's will in 2017. He found himself in the sea of sin because he was with somewhere else. He found himself in somebody else's boat because he didn't listen to God. We have a new opportunity in 2018 to get out of the sea. We have a new opportunity in 2018 to get out of other people's boats and to get in our own boat and to go where God wants us to go. To go where God wants us to do. To get in the center of God's will and to find His path for us. 2018 is a new opportunity to go where God wants us to go. And nowhere else. To walk where He wants to walk. To travel where He wants to travel. This church can excel for God in 2018, but it can only do where God wants us to do it at. It can't do it nowhere else. It can't do it nowhere else. How anybody else wants us to do it. It can only do it how God wants us to do it. And it can't do it in the sea. It can only do it on the firm foundation of Jesus Christ. It can only do it where God wants us to do it at and how He wants to do it. You see, that Jonah got in the wrong place. He got in the sin. He got in the sea. He got in the wrong boat. And then we also find Jonah asleep. It's high time that we wake up. We need to get out of the sea. We need to get out of other people's boats. We need to get into the will of God, but we need to wake up. It's time that we get busy here at High Plains Baptist Church. It's time that we get busy in our Christian lives. It's time that we start serving God with fervent fire. It's time that we start serving God with a purpose, with a desire, with a mission. It's time that we set ourselves a goal in 2018. Hey, you know there's nothing wrong with setting yourself a goal. Hey, look, man, I want to see 1,000 souls saved this year. Raise your hand if you think there's something wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that, is it? No, sir. Is there wrong with that, having a goal like that? No. We need to have goals like that. We need to have standards like that. We need to get busy. We need to wake up out of the slumber. We need to get up off our seats. Get off our blessed assurance and get out there and start serving God. It's high time we get busy for Him. And you also see here in the next verse, He says, arise. It's time that we arise up and start standing up for God in 2018. To stand up for what His Word says. We're Christians for a reason. We're Christians because we believe in the holy name of Jesus Christ and what He has done for us. We need not be ashamed, the Bible says. Then we need to call upon God. We can't do nothing without Him. We can't even get out of the sea of adversity. We can't figure out His will. We can't even help Him or have Him help us unless we figure out and start calling upon His holy name. Start to praise Him and start to worship Him and start respecting Him and start answering to Him and start bending our knees and wearing our old britches out on our knees down there on the altar and praying to Him and calling upon His holy name and asking for His help, asking for His blessings, asking for His guidance. We need to start being a church of prayer, to call upon the name of God and to see what He wants us to do and to follow His direction and to get into His will. But you know, a lot of times we hold back because we're scared. A lot of times we hold back because we're afraid. Well, let's turn over to Revelations 12 and 11 and see what the Bible says about fear. Found a good verse about fear as we go on to 2018. Revelations 12, 11 says, "And they overcame Him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death." Wonderful verse about fear. They overcame Him by the blood of the Lamb. We go into 2018, I'm going to tell you there's nothing to fear. We go into the next year, or the next day, or the next century, however how long God tells you, I want to tell you by the blood of the Lamb, there's nothing to fear. They say they overcame who? They overcame the devil himself, the dragon, the Satan. He's cast down into the lake of fire. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. And we don't have to fear Satan, then we got to fear nothing or nobody. So we go into 2018, going strong, knowing that He's conquered. Going strong, knowing that He's dead. Going strong, knowing that He's finished. Going strong, knowing that you have won the war. Going strong, knowing that Christ is with you. Going strong, knowing that nothing can stop you if you go in the name of the Almighty God and King and Ruler. Going 2018 as an ambassador of the King, and nobody can touch you. 2018 is the year of serving God. I'm going to tell you there's not going to be too many years left. You can look at the times and it's drawing nigh that Jesus Christ is coming back. It's time that we start waking up and serving God. It's time that we get out of the sin of the world. It's time that we get into the will of God and start doing what we're supposed to do. It's time that we stop fearing what the world has and what the devil can do, because he can't touch us. He can't do anything to us. He bruised the heel of Christ, but then Christ come out and bruised His own head. He's done. What do we have to fear? Nothing. What do they say? Love not their lives unto the death. Who's scared of death? A lost person. If you're saved today, you have no fear of death nor the grave. You have a blessed hope of heaven. And the worst thing that can happen to you is heaven. And that's pretty promising to me. 2018 is no fear. 2018 is no worry. 2018 is no concern. Yeah, something may happen to you. You may face a little adversity. You may face a little trial, a little tribulation. But your God is greater than that, I promise you. Your God's already conquered that. We talked about it earlier today. Jesus Christ came down to man because He wanted to walk as you walk. He's already been through worse than you'll ever think about going through. He's faced it. He's conquered it. And you go in His name in 2018, you have no fear. He's been there. And He'll be with you all the way. Go in His name. Let's turn over to Jeremiah 6 and 16. Jeremiah 6 and 16 says, "Thus saith the Lord." Ooh, I love it when the Bible says, "Thus saith the Lord." "Stand ye in the ways, and see and ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? And walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your soul." But they said, "We will not walk therein." 2018 is the time to get back to the basics. What's the basics? Right here's the basics. This is what we need to get back to in 2018. We don't need new programs. We don't need new books. We don't need new commentaries. We don't need new inventions. We don't need new ways to win souls to God, because there's only one way to win souls, and that's through the blood of Jesus Christ. That book right there covers everything from start to finish of what we need to do to win souls. That book covers everything start to finish of how we're supposed to run this church. That book right there start to finish of how we're supposed to run our families, how we're supposed to raise our children, how we're supposed to live our lives. Start to finish, that's the old past. It worked in Moses' times. It worked in Jeremiah's times. It worked in Daniel's times. It worked in Paul's times. It worked for Jesus. He used it against the devil. It will work for us. There's nothing new about God. He changes not. We need not change Him. We need not change His ways or how we go about His business. It's time to get back to the old paths of God. To walk in His ways and His footsteps and His light. Allow Him to bless us by following Him and only Him. We need not have no fear. We need to get back to the basis of Christianity, and that's following God in simplicity and in love and in faith and nothing else. 2018 can be a wonderful year for this church, but we got to get back to the KJV Bible. We got to get back to the Word of God and nothing else, because we don't need nothing else. We don't need man's approval. We don't need the world's approval. We don't need the church down the street's pat on the back. What we need is God's hands upon us because He's pleased with what we're doing here. What we need is faithful servants in their seats every time the doors are opened. What we need is faithful servants in their houses doing what they're supposed to do. What we need is faithful servants in the workplaces doing what they're supposed to do. In the grocery stores doing what they're supposed to do. Because it's out there that God is watching you too. It's not just in this house. It's time that in 2018 we get back to the basic of being who God wants us to be. And that's Christians by the true definitions of walking after Jesus Christ in all His ways. And nothing else. Jonah set a fine example. Get out of the sin of the sea. Get out of other people's boats and get in your own will of God. He has a direction for you, a direction for us, a direction for me. And we're not going to please Him until we start doing what He wants us to do. And then as we go into this year, we have nothing to fear. Because God is with us. And if we're in His hand, who can take us out? Bible says that He opens the door, no man can shut it. He shuts it, no man can open it. Yeah. Our God is all powerful. And then to the old paths. The same paths that led people to the Lord 6,000 plus years ago. The same paths that's going to lead people to the Lord today. They do not change and they have not changed. It's time that we get back to them and stay with them. Father God, we love You. Lord, we thank You. Help us, Lord, in 2018 to please You. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.